This recording, North Carolina 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side, on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina in the U.S., and I've lived pretty much here my whole life. I've lived Raleigh, Zebulon, Rollsville, Wake Forest, and I lived in Greenville, North Carolina for about 4 years while I attended college. I'm happily married. My wife's name is Anna, and I have 2 daughters, Emma and Lainey, and my wife is pregnant with our 3rd. We don't know what it is yet, but we'll find out soon. I have 3 sisters and no brothers. I currently work as an RN at the local hospital in the pediatric intensive care unit, and I really enjoy my work. I enjoy everything that I do. I grew up with lots of cousins. It's got to be over 10 cousins. And we all grew up pretty close, but we've drifted apart over the years. We all still live pretty close. My family all lives in the Raleigh area. And my wife's family also lives in this area. I do have some distant relatives in Maryland. My dad was born in Maryland, or D.C. area. And my mom was born around here. I actually work in the same hospital I was born at, which is kind of weird, but I don't have any desire to move permanently anywhere else, because all my family and friends and everybody that I know is here, but who knows what the future holds. Anyway, I think that's about it. I don't have anything else that I should add. So, thank you very much. Bye.